Welcome back to the Breakaway Tuition Podcast. I'm really excited for this episode. Today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about picking books for reading for your children and some things to think about when you're picking books for them so that they can really begin to enjoy a story. Let's jump in. So, like I said at the beginning of this episode, this will all be about picking books for your children to be able to read. Now, like everything, there is a whole bank of noise, we'll put it that way. There's a whole bank of people with different opinions and people who fight to get their opinions known. And sometimes I feel in terms of that kind of information that is available for everyone, obviously, to hear, is that sometimes we're so busy trying to pick the right book, for example, for our kids, and we're listening to what this person says and what that person says, that we never actually end up picking things that our kids enjoy. And, you know, honestly, the majority of kids that I see that come into the tutoring centre who have a learning difficulty or struggle with reading, for example, they actually hate books and they hate reading. And I strongly think that the reason for that is because they have been conditioned as to only being allowed to read books at their level that they can read. So I completely understand why this might occur, and unfortunately I have heard some kids in the past comment that their teachers have told them that they shouldn't be reading this book or that book because it's too hard for them. And, you know, honestly, as much as that is so well intentioned, because the teacher is obviously trying to build the child's skills, at the same time, it's really detrimental to our kids and the way that they're learning and what they're learning and their love of books. It's so detrimental to their love of books that the kids just feel like there's no point in them reading something that they're interested in because either they're told they're not allowed or they just aren't sure perhaps what they're interested in the first place. They just hate reading. So we get a whole bank of kids that come in that hate reading. And I always think, and I've seen this quote a few times actually as well, and it's all around that the child who dislikes reading or hates reading with a passion just hasn't found the book for them yet. And I completely 1000% agree with this. You know, reading and stories is something that has been created for enjoyment, and I think it's really interesting. So a lot of people don't understand that reading in particular, reading like was created, or writing books was created so that, you know, people could write down oral stories that they had heard about to keep. So storytelling and the idea of storytelling traditionally is to sit around and tell a story and engage people in that imaginative, you know, thought. Now, some of our storytelling traditions are traditional stories. Some of our storytelling traditions are passing down, you know, myths or legends about the past, and then some are embedded in our historical culture, depending on what your cultural background is. But the essential essence of storytelling is for enjoyment, to listen, to enjoy, and, you know, sometimes just to get lost in a story. Now, people who are avid readers and people who really enjoy reading, they will tell you that they enjoy reading because they can get lost in a book. They can get lost in the characters. They can visit different places. They can visit different time periods. And they can really immerse themselves in what that character was thinking or feeling at that time. And that is the magic of storytelling. Now, when kids are being you know, I guess you could say, drawn across the coals, for example, on reading. And when they're only reading books that they would be able to read aloud, we lose that essence of storytelling. I think that we often forget that reading is supposed to be an enjoyable experience. So although we are trying to give our kids the skills to be able to read by themselves, sometimes that takes over a lot of our intention, and therefore kids end up detesting reading and not liking reading or not liking a story or listening to a story, because that for them equates to the difficulty of trying to read. And you know, for a reader who struggles to have to try and decode every word they get to and blend all the words together and then read for meaning, and each of these things that we add on for them to be trying to read a sentence, that's really hard going for some kids. And they never hear the story in its entirety, and then can never enjoy that story. Now, there are a whole bunch of books available for people to purchase. So, like, we want kids to enjoy reading. We want them to pick something that interests them. So I would always suggest, and I do always suggest to parents, pick something your kid will be interested in. They don't necessarily have to read it themselves. You can read it together. You can read it at the same time out loud. You can read it to them, or they can give a go at reading a paragraph or whatever you would like them to do. But buy them something they're interested in. If they are interested in frogs, for example, don't be worried that a non-fiction book on frogs is too difficult for your child to read, because you can read it to them, because that type of reading should be enjoyable for them, and they should be allowed to listen sometimes instead of have to do all of the reading themselves. There are so many great books around though to try and get kids to read. So there's a whole bunch of books like the Treehouse series, which I have given to students before who struggle to read. Now, because these books are more graphic, so they're more graphical novel type books, they're pictures, they're cartoons, they're engaging and interactive, you know, even if there's only a few words on each page, the child is still trying to read and understand the story and what's going on, but they also get to engage with the book as well, which is really lovely to see. And a few years ago, I actually gave one of my struggling readers, I'm pretty sure it was a Treehouse book for Christmas, and I got this picture from Mum, and it was the first book that he actually read cover to cover, and he enjoyed reading it, and he wanted to read it. Now, there were words in that book that he would have definitely struggled with, but I wasn't worried about the fact he might struggle with some words and some context around what the book was about, because your role as a parent or a teacher in a classroom as well, you will stand there and you will explain that to them. But this kid read his first book and he loved it and he enjoyed it. And that enjoyment in reading and that, you know, pure passion in what he was reading and what he was understanding is exactly what we want to see when, you know, kids come into the tutoring centre as well. So we don't have a whole lot of levelled readers in here. I have begun to get a few, but they're not levelled. They give us a reading age and they give us an interest age, and they are easier for some children to read for a few reasons. So the ones that I've been starting to purchase, they're called Barrington Stoke. Now, I had a wonderful tutor, I think it was last year now, early last year, Amanda, and she let me know that Barrington Stoke were really fantastic books for kids who struggled with reading. Now, there's less words on the page for one, which makes it enticing and it doesn't look so scary for readers. The font is larger. It actually does also use the dyslexia font, which is a bit clearer and the letters are a bit more distinguished for children to read. On top of that, they have a range of books. So like I said, they have a reading age and an interest age. So it allows me to purchase some books that might be a bit easier to read, but the reading age is a younger age, for example, but the content is aimed at another age in particular. So for example, I have got a couple of books in here for teenagers and a couple of teen books in. Now, the reading age might be 6 or might be 8, but the interest age is for teenagers. Now, the reason for this is because we still want them to be able to read. Now, this will pick up both interest in terms of what the book is about. It will also be a little bit more readable for them to be able to understand what the story is about as well. But these types of things, obviously, we would use when we are trying to give our readers the opportunity and the skills to be able to read themselves. But remembering that if your child is interested in a type of book that perhaps there would be a lot of vocabulary that they might struggle with, don't tell them that they can't read it because you are just squashing their reading dreams. I would definitely encourage them to give it a go and maybe just keep track of the words that they struggled with or keep that open conversation with them as you, as the parent, as a experienced reader, being able to give them the context and the background and the vocabulary that they might be struggling with, but remembering that reading essentially is for engagement and for enjoyment in the first instance. Now, of course, we do want our readers to be learning how to read themselves and to be able to do this fluently for themselves. And I'm not saying anything against your decodable books and your, you know, phonic-based books as well. There is a place and there is a time for those, and there's a place and a time for your school readers and school levels as well. But we really do, and I would really encourage you to start getting some books that your kids will really enjoy as well. Decodable books have come a long way. There are some fantastic series now with decodable books available and phonic-based books as well. Obviously, we want to use those types of books for our developing readers and those that are just beginning to read. But definitely my 100% focus of this episode is to encourage you to buy the book that your child would absolutely enjoy but might not have the skills to read themselves. Now, there are a few things that you can do at home, and I've already suggested a few of them, but there are also a few things that you can do to help strengthen your child's understanding of the books that you might pick to read through with them as well. There is nothing stopping you as a parent buying a chapter book for your child and perhaps reading half a chapter or a chapter a night to them, because again, that's developing that enjoyment of reading and the enjoyment of dipping your toes into a story that they will get to experience with you. So if you are doing things like trying to focus on your child reading out loud, for example, you might try choral reading where you are reading it at the same time together. Now that allows your child to not only hear what the story sounds like, but they can also hear your intonation, so they can pick up how you might read the sentence. They will also pick up on things like fluency and punctuation as well, because they are hearing it. The other way that you could do it is, and I can't remember the exact terminology for it, but you can start reading like two words before your child, and your child will come in behind you. Now, again, that is focusing on fluency as well as intonation of reading. Now, that though is not specifically for enjoyment of reading. You know, those are developing different tools and different skills so that they can become more fluent readers themselves. Other activities that you could do at home as well, I mentioned previously about vocabulary. You know, there's so many texts that have quite complicated vocabulary in them. And a lot of our children's books also have quite extensive vocabulary. But that is another learning tool, because you can stop and talk to your child about what these words mean. So you're building up their knowledge of words and terminology, and you're also extending their vocabulary as well. Now, it's not an expectation that they can then go and write that word into a sentence, but just so that they're immersing themselves in language and what language is providing us with, that's more than enough than, you know, what you're thinking about, what you could do in at home. But, you know, apart from everything else, you just want your kids to listen. Listen to a story, enjoy a story, and perhaps enjoy a story instead of watching an iPad or playing a game all the time. Because we do want to be able to foster the love of reading for our kids so that they can grow up and they can enjoy reading further into their future. Because, yes, we do read for so many different reasons. We do read for knowledge, and we read to be able to answer questions, and we read to be able to answer tests and all of those types of things. But we still want to instill reading as a form of enjoyment for our kids and their future. So, yeah, Barrington Stoke, they're a fantastic type of book if you have some kids who might be a little bit older but struggling with their reading. And they are content based around things that your children will enjoy. You can actually also find, with the Barrington Stoke books in particular, you can find example chapters online before you purchase them to see if the reading age is right for your child and the content is right for your child as well. But they're my favourite at the moment. Like I said, I am building a bank of these ones at the moment. There are a few other types that are quite similar, like they're Little Gems, and they are Barrington Stoke type books, and they are created by Barrington Stoke, but they are for like a younger reader as well. But there's also, I'm trying to think, so there's also a whole bunch of other types of books available for your kids. But the whole purpose of this episode is not for you to go and purchase expensive books and readers and things at your child's level. It's to try and engage with your child and form that love of reading together. As always, if you have any questions or you have an idea for an episode or something you'd love to hear me discuss, pop me an email, info@breakawaytuition.com.au. Otherwise, I'll talk to you all next week.